Plain Cheerios no longer contain GMOs. General Mills made the switch with the iconic cereal. And many other companies are seeking certification that their products don't have any genetically modified ingredients. Some shoppers are looking for the non-GMO seal. Megan Westgate of the Non-GMO Project, the main supplier of those labels, says demand is soaring.
We currently are at over $8.5 billion in annual sales of verified products.
Those are food items with ingredients that are less than 1% genetically modified. Westgate says that's a realistic standard, while totally GMO-free is not. General Mills is just one of the big food companies now selling non-GMO products.
Interestingly, with all of this traction in the natural sector, we're increasingly seeing more conventional companies coming on board and having their products verified.
So let's say you're a snack food company. You want that non-GMO label on a box of cookies. Where do you start? You might call Food Chain ID, a Fairfield company that can shepherd you through the process. David Carter is the general manager.
We start looking at ingredients and we identify what are all the ingredients. And of course, the label itself doesn't always identify all those. So we need to be sure that we have a list of all the processing aids and carriers and all the inputs that go into the product.
Next, they figure out where each thing came from. Got honey in those cookies? You've even got to show that the bees who make that honey aren't foraging on genetically modified corn. When there's that risk, the chance an ingredient could contain a genetic modification, DNA testing is in order. In the lab here, grain samples are ground up in a mill and homogenized. Then a machine extracts the DNA so it can be analyzed. If that test finds no evidence of GMOs, you're clear to use that ingredient in your cookies. Carter says he can barely keep up with the number of inquiries coming in from companies that want certification.
The demand is now very, very high, and it has been for, probably over a year in particular.
You might wonder how much it will cost you to get your cookies certified. Could be a couple of $100 the first time through. But if many of your ingredients are already non-GMO certified, you'll pay less. Even with the added interest, non-GMO products remain a small fraction of the marketplace. More than 90% of corn and soybeans grown in the United States contain genetically modified traits. And those two crops are ubiquitous in processed foods like packaged cookies. Still, if the current trend continues, it seems likely that some farmers will start considering seeds without GMOs. Plant breeder Alex Paez hopes his Central Iowa seed company, Genetic Enterprises International, can tap that market.
We are a very small company, so our strategy is to find niche markets for farmers that are looking for non-GMO products.
Farmers pay a premium to grow crops genetically modified to withstand pests, and so they can use herbicides to kill weeds. Driving an ancient red Massey Ferguson combine, Paez and his wife Mary Jane harvest corn without those traits.
Okay.
Sitting on a stool attached to the combine's chassis, Mary Jane collects samples of the grain as they go. This field contains mature plants grown from a new seed they're working on. In this lab, they will continue to study and improve their seed lines. Alex Paez says the goal is a competitive hybrid.
One of the main things is yield, standability, consistent performance, disease tolerance, and things like that.
If these seeds meet those requirements without an expensive GM trait, farmers could potentially save some money on seed. And their grain might fetch a premium, especially as demand for non-GMO animal feed grows. Because the only way to end up with non-GMO certified meat is to raise animals on non-GMO feed. In Boone County, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.